This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Bevel. Holiday cheer is nice and all of that, but everybody loves a good, useful gift. And what's the perfect gift? Something sexy, something useful, something like the Bevel shaving system. And here's a recommendation, ladies, okay? And for you guys out there, too. You know, it's the holidays. You'll be spending time with your boo. You could actually shave them. It's very sexy. Bevel is dermatologist approved to prevent and reduce razor bumps. That means you and whoever you might gift a Bevel to can take on 2017 looking your best, okay? You never want somebody with razor bumps because you don't know what that might possibly be, you know? You can get the first month of your new Bevel subscription for free by going to getbevel.com/lipservice right now. That's getbevel.com/lipservice. What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
Tierra Marie is here with us.
And Tierra. What's up?
Tierra is a Lip Service veteran.
I am. Like, girl, yes. I've been here from the start.
From when I was at Sirius, I remember we got you so drunk and you had a showcase or something.
Yep, I did. And did I get in trouble or something?
You
what
did
happened?
Get in trouble.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
People was hitting me the next day like, yo, why you got Tierra drunk before the showcase? Now, yes. That brings us to our tip of the day. We always have to start the show with a tip of the day. And today's tip is, how do you handle when you date a man who has a drinking problem? Has anybody ever dated someone who has a drinking problem when you feel like, okay, he drinks way too much. We get into arguments. I can't handle it.
But wait. It's a drinking problem where he drinks excessively, or it's a drinking problem where he drinks once in a while, but when he drinks, he turns into a monster.
He goes overboard and you're
like, yeah, I have done that. Yeah, I've dated a guy like that.
So how do you handle that?
Break up with his ass.
Exactly.
If he can't get it together. Yeah, like, you got to get it together. You got to know how to control yourself as an adult. And speaking from experience, I've done that before. So I had to wake up, like, girl, get your shit together. Like, you can't be just out here drinking. Like, you're still accountable for your actions, you know? So whether you were drunk or not, like, don't listen to Jamie Foxx all the time. You can't just always blame it on the alcohol. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You have to take accountability. So pace yourself and, you know, be an adult when you drink, if you like to drink.
Right. Have you ever done anything so bad that you were, like, embarrassed to call the person the next day?
Probably the worst thing that I've done is like go into a rage. Like, if somebody steps on my toe and then I'm like ready to fight and all my friends are like, calm down. And I'm not listening to nobody. Yeah.
They said excuse me.
Yeah, stuff like that, yeah.
Now, have you ever been with somebody that drinks too much, Gigi? You have.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle that?
How do I live with it every day? I mean...
What can you do? Can you stay with somebody and help them work through it? Or is it just a lost cause?
Some people just drink. I smoke. The public really don't know that because I don't put it out there.
Gigi, we all know you smoke. Trust me.
No, everybody don't. Y'all know I smoke because y'all know. But you don't ever see me on Snapchat with the blunt in my mouth or on Instagram with the weed. Like, I don't do all of that. So the general public, my friends and family, of course, y'all know I smoke like a teepee.
That's why you chill.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody got their vices. And you just got to... take, sip in moderation, I guess.
Yeah.
When people...
But what if he won't? Like, what if he just gets pissy drunk, embarrassing, you end up in an argument, what can you do? Is there any hope?
I dealt with that in a relationship too, but I can't, I don't have a solution for that. Mm-hmm. I don't, it's just a big problem. It's a fight. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's a fight. It happens. Then you deal with the aftermath of the fight and then you move on. Like, but I'm not sure if that's a good way to deal with that.
No,
you know?
It's not, because then it just, it's going to keep happening. You know?
Because
you
that's how, I remember.
What's the worst scenario?
Please. Oh, you want to hear a story. Y'all know I got one.
Let's hear the story.
Y'all know I got one.
Stephanie's story, Santiago. Let's go.
No.
Story is
so
a good
one time, my ex-boyfriend got so fucking drunk. We were living together. He got so drunk, he went in the bathroom, right? And he came home and I was like, look at you. You get drunk like you in college. You like a little fucking kid. Grow up. And he's like, so trashed. He goes in the bathroom, right? So whatever, I'm in the living room. I notice like a long time goes by. So I'm like, let me go check on him. So I go and I knock on the door. Because that's a rule that I always have. You, when somebody's in the bathroom, you got to knock on the door before you
can't
you
just walk in.
Yeah, that's something I teach my son.
It's
you
a
know,
cardinal
they,
rule.
Yeah, they taught me that, just walk in the you know, bathroom. When I was a kid.
I be like, stop, I just took a shit. Don't come in here.
I knocked, right?
Stop.
So, check it. I knock, and he don't answer. So, I'm banging now. He's like, whoa. I'm like, yo, get out the bathroom. I got to use the bathroom. So I walk away from the bathroom. I sit down for like another 20 minutes. Still, he hasn't came out the bathroom. So I'm like, all right, I'm going in the bathroom now, right?
Yeah.
So I open the bathroom.
You better not have been sitting on
this
your vibrator.
This nigga is laying down on the floor, face first. And it smells crazy in there. Nigga took a shit in the bathtub.
What?
Alone that night.
Yo, so I start kicking him. I'm like, yo, get up. Get up. I swear, tonight I'm going to do
was
it.
Was it mushy?
Tonight,
or was it
tonight
like hard?
I'm going to kill you.
Was it, hold on, was it mushy?
I didn't look
like,
at it. I could smell it. I peeked. I seen it. I gagged. I was stressed
out.
Was it
like
that
shit tight. Emoji?
So
or was
I,
it?
No, when I first saw it, I like I said, I gagged. I couldn't take it. It was disgusting. I got a weak stomach. So I gagged. I walked out the bathroom and I coached myself like, I'm going to go back in the bathroom. I'm going to fuck this nigga up. Right? So I go in the bathroom. I start kicking him. I force him to get up. I put him in the bed. And then in the morning, when he woke up, I told him, I was like, yo, get up and clean the fucking bathtub. You took a shit in the bathtub.
That's all you said?
I wasn't going to clean that. You got me. That's a grown ass man.
All you said,
I ain't his mother. I was like, yo, go clean. He was like, what are you talking about? That's how bad it was. That's why I'm telling you this part. He did not remember that. Yeah. He didn't remember what I was kicking the shit out of him to get
up. Yeah, if it was like salad that I could pick it up with a paper towel and drop it, I would do it.
Nah, it was
what?
A full grown man shit.
I'm only doing that for
all right,
my
so here's another
right,
one. Here's
you.
Another one.
I mean, I've never experienced that, but I would assume that if it was solid, I would have get some paper towels. But I don't think I could leave it overnight.
No, you're going to get your fuck ass up and you're going to get the paper towel and you're
going to clean it yourself.
Mm-hmm. How long until you showered in there again?
I left. I woke up. Once he woke up, I waited for him to wake up and I left. I didn't come home for
so
like 2 days. I was not playing. I left him there.
Girl,
me and my son gone. Are you crazy?
I never came home.
Damn.
She
shout out to your
tight.
Son's
father. But wait, did
no,
it
come on.
Often,
cut that. We're going to cut that part.
But wait.
It had to be because that's your son. He ain't met no
all right,
other
we're
dude.
We're
going to
cut the son's part too.
Okay.
Please edit. We need to edit.
I'm asking you this.
At 8, 10, 8, 11, 8, 12.
Did it happen often?
What?
Did it happen?
No, there's
often?
A yes. He used to get drunk like that. Every time he got drunk, that's how he would do it.
He was shitting
now,
the bathtub.
It wasn't. No. It would be other
just
scenarios.
Just blackout.
Like things like that, he wouldn't remember.
Like
he would crash his car.
What?
He would
crash
do
his car.
All types of shit.
People could die.
This is real life. Yes, this is real. This is a real drinking problem. Mm-hmm. It wasn't every day. That's right. Why I asked.
It's just when he drank, he went overboard.
It's a difference. Yeah.
When he would drink, it's not like he could have 2 or 4 or 5.
So do you think that there's like a difference between an alcoholic problem and an alcoholic? Look, like an alcoholic is somebody who will wake us up every day.
No, I think there's just different levels to be an alcoholic. That's
okay.
A different level.
Okay.
That's one
He's
level.
A binge drinker.
Yeah.
A binge drinker.
Oh, please, another time. He comes home drunk and I'm like, look at you. Look at yourself. Look at you.
You're disgusting.
So he's like, So he goes. And I hear like water dripping on the floor.
He's peeing on the floor.
This man went to the front door of the house and peed at the front door of the house.
Is he a dog?
That's what I said. Angela.
You gotta get him a wee wee pad.
But Angela, my friend, my good friend, that's exactly what I said to him. I said, what the fuck are you, a dog? I was like, look at this. I'm married to a dog.
Do you ever film it?
Wait, how many times you've been married?
Worst. Nah, man, that was a serious relationship, man. We weren't married. I don't
Did you feel like
married.
You could have stayed with him?
Yeah,
even though he did all that?
No. I mean, like I said, we would go through that, have the fight. You know, it would be a fight, and then we would deal with the aftermath of the fight and move on, you know, because we're in
but
a relationship.
But you don't want that to keep happening. Like,
no, it would keep. It happened a lot. I'm not going to. I hate it. I hated him when he was drunk. He knows this.
Right.
If he's listening to this, he knows I'm talking about him because from the beginning of our relationship, it's a totally different person when he drinks.
Right.
From the beginning
that
of our
sucks,
relationship.
Because everything can be so great. Then we go out to have a good time. You get drunk. And no. Next thing you know, we hate each other.
I should have known that our relationship wasn't going to work out. Because just 1 year into our relationship, 2 years into our relationship, I realized that I could not go out with him. Mm-hmm. We could not go out socially together.
Right.
Because everything was a problem.
When you come home, I'm sleep.
Every time we would go out together, it would be a nightmare. Like right. something crazy because he was drunk.
When you know you're going to get into an argument. Tierra, have you ever had a bad experience with a drunken man?
Absolutely.
Gets me upset.
What's the worst thing that ever happened?
Let me think, girl, because I don't even want to say too much because y'all might know who I'm talking about.
We're going to pretend we don't.
No, I would, like, this guy would just get totally disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Like when he's sober, he's respectful. When he's drunk, he's a disrespectful fuck. Mm-hmm. Like he disrespects you in your face. Like bitches laying on his lap or saying
no, that's
to you.
My son's father. Oh, can we edit that again? Same exact thing, yes, with my ex.
No, like he's laying on bitches' laps and let's just
disrespectful.
Like
disrespectful.
I don't tolerate that, and you know that. But I love you, and I know that you're inebriated. So maybe we could talk about it tomorrow. But fuck that. Like,
did
that,
he give
no.
up drinking since then?
I don't know. I ain't with his ass.
You get tired of giving a guy a pass. You get tired.
Yeah,
this is giving not a his pass. Name rhyme with Smay May.
What, Angela? What?
Because it seems like
does his name rhyme with K Slay? Well, I plead the fifth.
What about you, Gigi? I know.
Listen,
I feel like I've been there sometimes.
Girl, you had.
What's the worst experience?
Before the rest of the room.
Man. You crazy when you drunk too, though.
And so am I.
Right.
I'm not saying
you
that
too.
I'm not.
All of us.
Yeah, I'm not saying that
I've
I'm
done
not.
Some crazy shit drunk. Yeah. Yeah. Let's take responsibility.
Absolutely.
You know what it is with him? He'll get so drunk and then we'll get into whatever it is and then he don't even remember.
Right.
That's what pisses me off.
But do you think that's real, though, that they don't remember?
No, they really don't remember.
Yes,
I blacked out.
I mean, I had to, but every time.
I don't think every time. I think they trick it.
Yeah, sometimes they remember bits and pieces, but they don't.
But I'll be like, oh, I don't remember. Or this happened, da, da, da. And he'll be like, no, it didn't. No, I didn't. And I'll be like, I was there.
Yeah.
Other people were there. And was there. Like, you said
some video footage.
This is what you said.
Look at the video.
He didn't say it, or that you know, whatever didn't happen. And that's what pisses me off. Like, get drunk, get fucked up, whatever. But when you get to the point where you can't remember saying and doing things, like,
what about when you fuck up? What can you do after
well,
that?
Well, we can all say something about that.
Oh, no. Usually when I'm drunk and I do something stupid, which is 9 out of 10 times when I'm drunk, I say I don't remember.
9 times. Yeah. Even if I do.
For sure.
I'm
like, what? Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I don't remember.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
Babe, I'm sorry.
No.
That's the worst. I had some friends in this room.
I stopped getting that drunk, though.
Me, too. I had to really, like, control and pace myself when I drink. And I'm going to tell y'all.
Me, too.
It's an alcohol for everybody. Mm-hmm. Are you light or dark?
I'm newly what? Dark, thanks to Angela.
Yes, I'm newly dark as well, because, girl, vodka will have me blacked out
vodka
and acting crazy.
Blacked
hey, girl,
out
hey.
No, okay. Vodka's no good.
Vodka's no good.
I drink tequila. I like drinking Don Julio 1942.
Okay, I'm not mad at tequila.
The whole night and you won't turn up and be crazy, right?
No. Vodka makes me turn up and be crazy.
Vodka does that, too.
See, vodka does everything wrong to me. It fucks up my bladder. Like, I can't. Vodka's poison.
Yeah, it does depend on what you drink, too. Certain
it
does. Make you feel a certain way. You know?
Yeah,
I feel like tequila because it has some caffeine in it. It makes me like, oh, I'm drunk.
Alert.
I don't want to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
when it turns
dark for me is like, okay, now I'm cool, I'm collected, and I can enjoy myself, have a buzz, and not be so
Hennessy.
A mature drink, yes,
for sure.
Yeah.
All right, now what would y'all do if your man makes a new friend who's attractive? Let's just say
a new friend.
It's like a work thing, though.
She shouldn't be a friend. She's a co-worker.
acquaintance.
Yeah,
exactly.
A work acquaintance, somebody they're cool with, but they got to speak to each other. They work on
co-worker.
Projects together.
That's
you
fine.
Know,
that's fine.
They
that's
have
fine.
Dinners because they have to
they
have
don't have
clients.
Dinners. Yes, they don't exactly. have dinners. For
they have meetings.
Let's say they
meetings.
Have business trips where they got to travel together.
Well, I'll be there too.
Yeah, I can come. Yeah. I can go.
And we all going.
You got to film. You can't go. Now what?
Okay, so then
then we can reschedule.
Because I get a little crazy when it comes to I'll have to cross that bridge when I get to it.
But let's talk about that. Like, when do you, what is the limit to your guy in a business relationship, you know, where they got to talk to each other, communicate, work on things together? What's
well,
the
certain
limit?
Hours, I think. Mm-hmm. Work certain, out. Like, tones of speech, right. You know, like, you know.
What's that work, she, boo?
Yeah, no, no, no.
That's not cool?
Yeah, no, that's not cool. Is that cool for you, Angela?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
Don't get
Let
mad.
Me know. it's a certain tone of a relationship or a, you know, business partnership, whatever it is. It's just a certain tone. Mm-hmm. And that I won't tolerate.
Because you've been in relationships where the guy obviously has to communicate with other women for what mm-hmm. he does. How difficult is that?
Well, it's not so difficult because a lot of the times, even though I'm busy, I'm very involved.
Right.
Like, you know, I've dealt with important men and I've been like, you know, okay, this is your style. Oh, she calling you right now? Okay, we busy? Let me answer it. Let me talk. Let me, you know, direct
but
some
shit.
But does
that matter? Because women don't give a fuck. Sometimes women
they
really
don't, but at least I know. So now, bitch,
so
if you want to cross
now,
that line,
yeah.
then now I'm gonna have to,
yeah,
right,
take it. There.
You were forewarned. We know each other
because you know who I am.
Eye.
You know what's up, and you looked me in my eye, and you were a lying ass bitch. Mm-hmm. So now you have to deal with the wrath.
Can you not point at me when you say
I'm
all
sorry?
That? I didn't do shit. What about you, Steph? You've had to deal with that. You too, Gigi.
I mean, like, I feel like it's a difference between somebody having a friend and working with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't think I would be okay with somebody, with my man having private time with a new friend, whether they're working together or not. No, if you guys have to meet up at night where there's dinner involved, I could come with you. Mm-hmm. Or you can have other friends there where I know, you know, it's just a common work thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm crazy. I couldn't even imagine.
Would you rather not know?
No. No. I would rather, like she said, be involved. You know
but
what I mean?
But do you ever lie about things because you know your man will get upset? We all do. Come on now.
I feel like
let's keep it real. You've lied about things to your man because you know he's not going to like it.
You know me. I don't tell my man anything.
Exactly, Steph.
I don't tell him.
But I'm gonna ask. That's the whole difference.
And you better tell.
Yeah, exactly.
I think if I was dating somebody, you know, seriously, that has more, you know, who understands my lifestyle, who works in entertainment like I do, I think I would be able to be more open about certain relationships with them. But you know, when my last relationship was just somebody who, you know, who's just a regular person, doesn't work in entertainment, so you know I don't feel like I could have been honest with him about certain relationships because he wouldn't understand it.
Yeah,
you know right. what I mean.
Yeah,
he would give me problems for everything.
That's a totally
I would take him
situation.
To certain events and he would have a problem
have
with
you ever changed yourself
people.
For a man like I gotta change if I want to be with him because this is what he wants.
I always quit smoking for guys in the beginning.
Well,
I always
smoke
quit
now.
Smoking.
I might bend a little bit, but not too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I bend a little.
Like
a little.
What?
Just, I compromised. I try to compromise.
Compromise is good.
Yeah. So I'm not, like, so stubborn about who I am mm-hmm. and what I want. Okay,
if it's,
baby,
I think change is
it.
Good if it's better for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
yeah,
I would never change for somebody, but if I felt like, you know what, he's right.
This change
yeah,
is right.
This actually
I
would
agree.
Be something that would benefit me, even if I'm not with your ass.
Yeah.
You right. know, this night.
I might still take those changes on into my next chapter.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I did that. Mm-hmm. I think I changed for the better he wanted me to change, and I feel like...
Like, what things about you changed? Today's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Talkspace. Whether you're feeling those winter blues, feeling a bit lonely, or just not feeling like yourself, there's nothing wrong with going to a professional to talk about it. If you've ever thought about going to therapy but found it too inconvenient, too expensive, or just too embarrassing to make it into an office, then give Talkspace a try. Talkspace is the online therapy company, and they make it easy to connect with a licensed therapist handpicked just for you for as little as $32 a week. Using Talkspace, you can text, audio, and video message your therapist as much as you want. Your Talkspace therapist can listen to you vent about work or family, explore your relationships with the people around you, and help put you on the path to a happier life. To sign up or to learn more, go to Talkspace.com/Angela. And as a special offer for our listeners, you can use coupon code Angela to get $30 off your first month and show your support for this podcast. Talkspace, therapy for how we live today.
My demeanor changed a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not as aggressive as I used to be. And I also became more private. I used to, you know, in the beginning of Twitter, I used to, my every move, my every thought, my everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just like some, you know, I'm really, really to myself now. Mm-hmm. I improved on the way I communicate with people as well. You know, I show more interest and like gratitude and appreciation. Things.
For me, thinking about it, I'm so submissive when I'm in love. I change so much when I'm in a relationship.
I'm submissive too. Do you ever regret that and be like, why did I?
I think when I start regretting it is when I start going back to the player that I am meant to be.
Yeah, like what
you
the
wake up, was that?
Like,
wake
exactly.
Up.
Wait, I'm like, what am I doing? Wait, right, why did I do that? All right, wait, hold
that's
on.
That's not even
back
me.
Like I never left. Hold on.
Yeah. Do you feel like people have like the wrong idea about you from watching you on TV?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, people, when I hang out with certain people, they tell me, like, I didn't know what to expect. And I'm like, okay. You know, I guess to know me is to love me, you know?
Right.
Or to love me is to know me.
That's right, because I was like, okay, Tierra's going to be on Love & Hip Hop when you first started.
And you saw a whole different person, right?
I was like, damn, girl. I mean,
But Angela, let's be honest.
They put you in some fucked up situation.
Yes, and I'm a don't start none, won't be none type of person. Mm-hmm. I give you what you give me all the time. I'm nice. I'm very nice.
Right.
But when you start with me, then I don't know a middle, mm-hmm. you know? And that's something that I'm working on.
Right.
Because I don't want to be on national TV not knowing the middle as a fucking 29-year-old woman. Mm-hmm. You know? So I got to, you know, get it together. I'm still working. I'm a work in progress.
Are you single now?
I am single.
Okay, are you dating anybody? Every time you ask her, she always does have like some special boo because you seem like a relationship kind of girl.
I am a relationship kind of girl, mm-hmm. but you know, I'm just, you know, playing the field
so
and focused
no special
on
boo,
my music. Yeah.
Her body language is like, no. Watch the next season.
Yeah, I mean, right now I am just playing the field and mm-hmm. focused on my music.
Okay.
You know, I want to release an album, so mm-hmm. that's what I'm focused on.
Okay. Do you know where the album's going to be at yet? Are you going to be independent?
I don't know yet. I'm like in discussion with a couple of the different situations mm-hmm. and also being independent. So I don't know if I want to, because I feel like I could make more money being independent. So, but I feel like I could get more exposure being on a label.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like
there's pros and cons.
I don't know.
One.
Yeah. I'm still trying to work that out with mm-hmm. myself.
Ideally, like if you could be on a label, where would you like to be?
You know what? In this day and time, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But maybe somewhere that's an independent, like, distribution label, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't want to say any names because I don't want to mess nothing up.
Yeah.
You
say yes. Yeah. Why would we sign you?
Right.
All right. Now, people have been emailing in questions, so I printed some of these out.
Okay.
All right. Let me try to find a good one for you guys.
Damn, that's like a whole 4-page letter.
I know. No, listen, I have a bunch of people asking questions.
Girl.
Some of these are a little weird and I don't understand why we have to. All right. So this one woman says she's been in an on and off relationship with a guy for 3 years. She said she's known him since she was 12. That's history, right?
How old is she now?
Oh, I don't know. She said we broke up in February. He's cheated multiple times. giving me an STD more than once.
Oh, okay. What?
Okay. I had 2 abortions that he didn't pay for.
Mm-mm. Girl, dump his ass. Ain't nothing else to say.
And now he claimed that he changed.
I'm done.
He wants
How does she know he changed?
Again.
She said in February this happened?
Yes. She said,
girl,
I want us to work.
Please.
But I'm not sure if I should put myself in that situation again. Should I give him another chance or should I count my losses and keep him moving?
Count your losses, babe.
She should have kept him moving when he
gave
her the
gonna
first STD.
Was she going to wait for HIV? Like, no,
right.
No, no. She needs
That's
to move
the next
forward.
Step. Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah, no.
Uh-huh. But let's admit it, we've all stayed in relationships with guys that have treated us shitty.
Yes, I mean, we have. But at the same time, I ain't got no 3 STDs and 2 abortions that your ass ain't paying for.
I have not yet.
At least pay for my abortion, goddammit.
At least don't give me no 3 STDs.
Come
on.
At least pay for me to get numbed up.
I pay for the abortion before I can take the STD. Man.
Exactly.
Like, come on.
Can you imagine being with it? Now, let's
Because it's
that-
one thing when you're going out on your woman, but damn, you protect yourself. Why you gotta come and bring me back with your
Some
dirt?
Yeah,
your nasty.
Dirt. Yeah.
Like fucking
exactly, yeah, you little disgusting. Dirty.
You
dirty.
Like that many dirt. Times, and believe me, if it was 3 times, it's gonna be a 4th, 5th, and a 6th. I mean, it was only in February,
right?
You know,
exactly.
It's not enough time to really completely change from all that bullshit.
I feel like an STD is a deal breaker.
Yeah,
I think so,
me
too.
Absolutely. That's
like if
I
you
said.
Give me an STD, that's
because that could have been AIDS. It could have been incurable.
That's what
I'm saying.
That's a deal breaker too.
No.
What if she
no.
was pregnant when she had the STD? That's really like, oof. Right.
Girl, no, girlfriend, right, so just move no forward. Don't
count
do
your
it.
Losses.
No, on, 10 girl. Months is a long enough time to, you know, to have a nice pillow to move on. Like, mm-hmm. go another 10 months, baby. Mm-hmm.
And
you'll
be
okay.
Somebody that you hate having sex with?
Hell no.
No. Not even for money.
Not even for money. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No.
Because I work my ass off.
Exactly.
So,
I'd rather work.
Yeah, I don't have to deal
I'd rather
with that.
Work hard and get fucked right.
What if you just slightly dislike it? It's just not that great. And you're like,
but
oh,
what's
I gotta
wrong with
get
it?
I can have sex with this guy.
Y'all know.
I think that's all a part of love, though. It's
what?
All a part of
I
the circle of love.
I always gotta talk about, may he rest in peace. I always gotta talk about him.
That little dick dead guy.
Damn.
Angela. RIP.
The little
man.
Dick dead guy. Tell me about LDD.
Yeah. RIP LDD.
See the neck on the Hennessy bottle.
Hell nah. How long was it at least?
The neck of the Hennessy bottle.
Ooh, girl, no.
Okay, now that's not.
No,
girl,
that's
that
bad.
Is horrible.
I swear it was that
the
long.
Whole that whole thing, though.
Just.
The, but the even the length. But like, are y'all wet, width, or length?
I like a fair share of both, but yeah. if I had to choose,
I'm going
I like a
with
fatty.
The, yeah, I'm going
if
with
I,
the fat.
Yeah, if
I'm
I
going
choose,
with the fat.
I'm gonna take that thing heavy.
I mean, my first choice like is thick. Length and girth.
Yes,
but if you
I like both,
one.
If
but
I have
if you
to choose
one,
one, if I have to choose one, I still need a little length, but girth. Like I could go, I could take. I like 7 inches with a lot of girth is nice.
That's nice.
But 10 inches, 9 inches with a lot of girth is better.
I'm definitely a chubby chaser when it comes to that. Like, I'm all about the
Yeah, nothing's
girth.
Worse than a long, skinny dick. Oh. That's terrible.
That's what that... Well, that ain't even long.
No, it wasn't long.
Oh.
And we were together. We were only together for 8 months, but it was a
relationship.
Crazy relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't make him put him in my butt.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you could have stayed with him longer, you think? Like, you could have stayed with him?
Nah, bro. He was the reason why I moved to Atlanta. I had to get the fuck away from his crazy ass.
Now, that's fucked up. If his little dick made you move to Atlanta, I got to leave.
It wasn't his dick
running.
That made me move.
It was his crazy ass.
But he was crazy.
Mm-hmm. How you going to be crazy with a... He has little dick syndrome.
Right. You can't be normal with a little dick.
He knew he had a little dick,
It's
too.
Just like Napoleon syndrome.
Like, get your little dick ass on my face.
You wouldn't say that.
I did.
Have you ever said something to a guy that you felt bad you said later?
Yeah.
No.
Like
what, Tia?
Because my mouth is reckless.
What did
like,
you
girl,
say?
Girl, all kinds of this chick. Because you know when you attack a guy's dick
right.
or their wallet, then they feel in
they
some kind of
forever.
Way. Yeah, so I've said some things, you
your
know.
Your smaller than your salary. That's
yeah,
everything
yeah, yeah, girl. I've said something along those lines and then I've been like, damn. And we've been trying to work it out, and he's like, well, you said this, and he holds on to it forever, and that's why we ain't together to this day.
That's why you a bitch. You keep bringing up old shit.
Yeah, like.
Get over it.
I only said that to make you mad.
Did you feel bad?
That's what I say. But, yeah, I felt bad. Yeah, because if I wanted to work it out with him. Right. But it's like, you hit me low, I'm going to go even lower. You know, I'm going to hit you really where
it hurts. That's the worst when y'all trying to see who can say the worst shit to each other.
Yeah, but that's not a person that's for you. You know, if y'all going tit for tat like that.
What about you, Steph? You ever said, I know you did.
Yeah, I mean, guys are so sensitive about everything. Right. They'll say the worst things to you, and you say the littlest thing, like, you never made me come, and they die. Yeah. They're like, oh, but, you know, I don't know why.
I was faking it.
And once y'all make up, it's like, I don't know why you want to fuck me if I never made you come. Like, shut up.
They bring it up.
You're
all
mad sensitive. We were fighting. Calm down. Yeah. But I regret it. I like, or your dick is little. Because they never let it go. They just never let it go.
Right. I'm trying to think of the worst thing. I try to be very conscious careful about what I say.
But what about if you call a guy a different name? Not during bed, just regular, like you slip his name.
Either
like
one.
If he has a name, like an easy name.
And then you try
name.
To like keep the conversation moving like it didn't happen?
No. I mean, you just like, oh shit.
You're
like,
not gonna, I would just keep talking and act like it didn't happen.
I always catch myself. So if I'm about to call you Steve when your name is John, I'll be like, stupid.
That's good.
I be catching myself all the time, though.
No, but what if it just comes out? What if it just comes out?
Stevie J might be on the next episode.
Yeah, like that. Guess catching yourself, yeah.
No, but what do you do, like, if it just comes out?
Like she said,
I just act like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I didn't say that. You crazy.
I'm not going to lie. That has happened to me a few times.
That's never happened to me.
Like, damn. But like, if like names like Will and Bill or something like that.
Names
I don't know
with
if
the
that
S
was a
or
good.
Names with
a
J.
Yeah, or Sean.
Or you could be like, I just was watching The Fresh Prince and we was talking about Will Smith, and that's why I called you Will. My bad.
Right.
Yeah, you just gotta make some shit up.
But guys will be so mad over that. Like, oh, you call me another nigga's name.
I think guys are more sensitive than we are.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Well, no, slow down. If somebody called you the wrong name.
Yeah, you're right.
Shit. Don't lie.
But I wouldn't keep bringing it up. Well,
yes,
maybe I would. Yeah, I would. You're right.
Don't lie.
All right. I ain't even going for it.
You'll be like, so was that bitch Keisha?
Right. Well, ask Keisha to do it. Like,
yeah. All right. Now, here's another question. So I've been dealing with this guy for 12 years. We've only had a sexual relationship until around year 4. He started having feelings and said he loved me. We talked and agreed to keep things how they were. I started dating someone else about 6 years ago. Now we're married. We have been for 3 years. My side dude has always been around and knows about my husband. Now that I'm married and giving him less attention, he's professing his love and wanting me to leave my husband. He's doing things he knows he shouldn't do, like texting or calling at the wrong time. Of course, my husband knows nothing about him. I have no plans on leaving my husband, but I'm scared my side dude may say something about our relationship. What should I do?
That sounds like a fatal attraction, first of all. And he should play his position.
He a pussy bitch. He is. A woman talking about her side dude.
Her side dude
is a pussy ass bitch.
He's
a hoe.
He
a hoe ass nigga. Okay, so she's not
the
a hoe.
Side nigga is a hoe ass nigga for calling and texting.
She's not a hoe for cheating.
But if you know,
play your part.
Play your position.
Don't be no pussy punk ass nigga.
But he was with her
bullshit.
Before her husband.
PYP.
Yeah, and those are the guys that you can never cheat on your boyfriend with. Yeah. The guys that
but
have
she
the
didn't
potential
know,
of telling is just it's
but you
automatic.
Know what?
No.
She trusts him because she known him before she knew her husband.
Yeah, she shouldn't trust
him
anymore.
They always had this relationship,
but you know
that was
what?
Never like
people
exclusive,
change.
Right?
You can't always trust people just because you once trust them doesn't mean you can always trust them.
But
you know?
Who do you trust, somebody new or somebody you know?
I mean, I don't know. I would say, I don't. Ooh, that's hard
that
because somebody that you know.
She ain't married him.
May
she
have
married?
More feelings for you.
Right.
And they get sensitive like he did.
Yeah.
But somebody new, you can't trust
them. You
can't
because you don't know them.
Right.
So, hey, ladies, if you're going to get married, just be faithful.
Just
shit.
Be faithful. How about that?
I mean, that's the point of getting married.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But so you think a better side dude is somebody new or somebody
play
old.
Your part.
Nah, definitely somebody new.
If you had to have a side dude, would it be somebody you knew for a long time before your
Probably, husband? Like you said, somebody new. Because they don't know everything
and
about
me. You could train somebody,
you know what I'm saying?
In the beginning stages
right,
of a relationship.
You don't know where I live. Bitches, don't be bringing your side niggas to your house where your husband sleeps. Like, that's just no, you know. So you could train a new side dude, like she said. Like, you don't know where I live. You don't even know my real name.
Would you ever think about getting ahead of it and saying something to your husband? Like this guy.
I saw a movie like that. I forgot what movie was that. It was a movie where this nigga. It was like a DVD movie. I think with Golden Brooks or some shit. I can't remember. But yeah, I saw a movie like that. I don't know. I think you probably should.
But what would you tell the truth or would you tell half truths?
I plead the fifth.
Because you could just
I'll
be like, there is this crazy guy that is trying to act.
So you would tell half truth.
Yeah. You need to know basis. Let me tell you what you need to know. Actually, he don't need to know.
You wouldn't say, because once you bring it up, then there's more questions. And more questions and more questions.
It is. Oh, your man would never trust you again.
Right.
That's just how
But what if you're like, yo, he's crazy? Then he's going to be like, oh, I need to find out who he is. And he's going to be trying to stalk him.
Somebody might die.
This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. They're developing a more sustainable food system by setting the highest standard for their ingredients. Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranches across the United States. And because Blue Apron ships the exact amount of each ingredient required for a recipe, they are reducing food waste. Blue Apron's aim isn't just to prepare food safely and efficiently, but to also encourage everyday people to cook more. As a matter of fact, Stephanie and Gigi are coming over this weekend, and we're all going to cook together, courtesy of Blue Apron. Those who spend a lot eating out or at high-end grocery chains can now spend under $10 per person for a healthy and delicious meal with Blue Apron. Research shows that Blue Apron families cook three times as often, and we know that a family cooking together builds a strong family bond. Blue Apron continues to provide the fantastic new meals every month and this December that you can enjoy. Thai green coconut curry with sweet potatoes and jasmine rice, brown butter and chestnut gnocchi with Brussels sprouts and pea shoot salad. And when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals for free and with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Angela. The first three Blue Apron meals are free. Trust me, I did it. And with free shipping, you'll love how good it feels, how good it tastes. Hey, and to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/Angela. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Why are you bringing this up to your boyfriend?
That's what I said.
Because the guy is threatening to tell your man.
No, but that's why you mess with a new guy, and once you feel like he's starting to catch feelings, you drop him and you pick up another new one.
Block.
Boom.
Me.
Boom.
Maybe even give a
what is your zodiac sign?
Sagittarius.
Me too.
Hey,
happy birthday.
You know we're the best.
We are the best.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you get the December 5th. It was last
December
Monday.
December 2nd. Okay, I was last Friday.
Oh, so your birthday was on the weekend.
Yeah, it was Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys are so cute. The Sagittarius is.
Yeah,
which
we're
really
the best.
Gets you ready for Capricorns.
Yeah.
Hey. We in the house.
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, okay. Hey.
I love Gemini.
Okay, well, at least we all get along.
Yeah. All right.
But I think Sagittarius, we get along with everybody. We're just amazing.
Yeah.
Now, here's a good one.
And we totally, I totally understand other Sagittarius. But go ahead. Yeah.
I'm currently dating a chick with two kids, ages 4 and 9. We've been dating for 8 months. I really love her, but her kids are so damn bad. Mm. They disrespect me and they have no discipline.
This sounds like baby's
relationship, but I can't stand her kids. What should I do?
Oh damn!
Woo, might need to move on because you know a mother's love. You know,
right? And you can't tell somebody
as simple
how to
as that. Yeah,
and you can't discipline her kids.
That's the last thing you can do.
How would you feel if you were dating a guy and he tried to discipline your child?
Nah, bro, you got to go.
Well, I don't have kids, but...
You got to go, bro.
I wish.
Mom, you see? Tell me how you deal with that.
Please, I will stab a man before I let him discipline my child. You got me fucked up. Okay. He has a father who can discipline him, and I will discipline him. Trust me. I'll do it.
Is your son bad,
he's good.
Though?
Even I don't even like for my son's grandparents to discipline him.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Because I remember when I was a kid, you know, I'm Puerto Rican. It was okay for everybody to hit us. You know what I mean? My uncle used to hit us. My aunt used to hit us. My grandmother used to hit us. Everybody. My sister used to beat me up all the time. Like, it was okay. Well, I'm not playing that. I tell them, listen, he is higher than y'all. So respect him, okay? Like that. Treat him like a king.
All right, but badass kids, that could never work. You guys say
no.
Nah,
my son is really good.
Well, see, if I was with a guy with badass kids, I would probably just move on, because I would never,
I wouldn't try to discipline someone else's kids.
Yeah,
no.
So I would move on.
So you just couldn't be with them, period.
I mean, I would probably be with them, but I would be like, listen, I can't with your kids, so. You handle your business with your kids. I'm gonna handle my business with my kids.
I think because he's a guy too, though, it's different, because usually the mom lives with the kids.
Yeah, and the kids are always around.
Right.
That's true. So with the guy, they're not always around.
I think he should talk to the girl before he, because I feel bad that to all these questions, my first answer is, nope, you gotta go. It's not gonna work.
Give up.
Get a new one. I feel like he should, like really seriously talk to her, and tell her, listen, I can't take it. Your kids are disrespecting me. Can we do something about
that? Even if they bad as shit, disrespect thing.
Yeah,
really
exactly.
Needs to be addressed.
If after that doesn't, if it doesn't improve after that, then what can you do? You got to move on. The kids, if she's any kind of a mother, and the kids are gonna come before you.
Because that is a reflection on the mom.
You know what I mean?
If your kids are bad as hell, or the dad. That's a reflection
that's
on the parents.
Too.
Like, what are y'all doing?
I agree with that.
That your kids is acting like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
You better call a super nanny.
Yeah.
Like, why are your kids so bad?
I prefer to date men without kids, right? Because I'm too opinionated.
Now how rare is that?
It's very rare, honey. Mm-hmm. It's very, very rare. And I'm just too opinionated, so I just would prefer that, but...
All right, here's the next question. I'm a Gemini. I often feel like I get too attached to people too fast. Okay, whether it's with girlfriends or guys, I often can't tell if I have an actual deep connection with someone or if I'm just being my attaching self. Right now, I'm talking to a guy. We've only been talking for a month. He says he likes me but doesn't want to be in a relationship yet. I understand why he feels that way, but I really feel like I'm developing strong feelings for him. I've even had cases with females. I think we are best friends, and they only call me a friend or just a coworker or classmate. What do I do to keep myself from getting too attached to people like
Stop
I do?
Stop getting too fucking attached.
What
that ain't no
dilemma.
Gemini shit. That's some inner shit.
I was just about to say that. Don't be trying to blame that on us, bitch.
Gigi, what shit?
Nah.
What shit she do?
Nah. Don't be trying to blame that on Benny.
Damn, look, it's signed Gigi.
That ain't got nothing to do with you being a Gemini, first of all. Let's start there.
Yeah, why did she start it like that?
I don't know. Maybe she feels like it's a characteristic.
She lonely. She probably an only child that ain't got no friends, and she lonely.
I know people
Come on,
like that,
don't be
though.
So
oh
mean,
gosh.
G.
That's, I know this, people who
it's too clingy and attached.
Hangy.
Yeah, I don't like friends like that.
They start dating, and they feel like they're in a relationship.
After seeing somebody, you are not supposed to want to be in a relationship with that person. Yeah. And if that person doesn't want to be with you after a month, you should understand. Mm-hmm. Like,
a man is supposed to want you a little bit more than you want them.
I don't
period.
Think I can see myself dating someone for a month and see being wanting, knowing that I want to be in a relationship
for
with
a
them.
Fact. Right. For a fact.
I mean, whether I'm like, listen, we got to be in a relationship or not.
But you're not going to that. Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're not, in a month, you're not like, okay, it's been a month.
No.
Was we doing this or
not?
Like,
no.
But we're talking about getting attached. Like, maybe she's not.
That's a clingy person. That doesn't have anything with doing Gemini, anything like that. She's just a clingy person, and she needs to work on herself, because that ain't cool. I hate clingy friends, too. Like, clingy friends who are like, well, where are you at? Why you ain't call me? Like, girl, I'll talk to you.
Where you at? I'm on my way.
Right. Girl, no. I'll call you if I want to be around your ass tonight. And maybe it slipped my mind to call you. You know, it's maybe
everything
I was invited here. You know what I'm saying? So chill. I still love you. I'll talk to you when I talk to you.
I feel like I get attached to people fast too, but not everybody. Come on.
It's a connection.
Right. Everybody.
And
I don't even like the word attached.
She needs to practice being
alone.
She needs to love herself.
Yeah, she needs to practice enjoying self-time.
Yeah, we click. But I'm not attached to you. But we click.
Yeah.
You know?
No, and I don't mind saying that I'm attached to my best friends or even...
But your best
to,
friend.
But that's your best friend. You're yeah. not attached. Somebody that you
but
just
I mean,
met.
Even when I'm attached, when I say I love this person, this is my best friend, I'm not trying to be around them all the time.
Me either.
I'm not
trying to be
calling
around
you all the time.
Yeah.
When something happens, except oh my God, man. Girl, I had to call you and tell you this, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm, it's like, you know...
And I have certain friends for certain things, too. Yeah, you know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
And I, so. And you know, I'm thinking, trying to imagine, because that's the total opposite of myself. Mm-hmm. I like being by myself.
You don't like anything.
After a while, yeah, after a while, like I need some home. Lonely time.
Destiny wants to be at home
by myself
with some weed
and
her Spanish music.
And my
girl.
Spanish music.
That's
you
it.
Know, that's
and some water and some Evian. And that's
a,
all she
a
needs.
Lot of water,
all
exactly.
She needs water and weed and Spanish music.
Water, weed,
fully
salsa,
nude,
home,
home
by
that's
myself.
It.
And you know,
I love being
you know, and I know people who need to have somebody around them all the time. They can't be by themselves.
Me
and
too.
I just
I
can't
don't
understand that. Yeah, I just can't understand that. So that's what I say for this girl. She needs to practice some self time. You know,
some
like
self-love.
Like
self-love.
Take a bath, sit
because
in there
I feel
for
like
hour.
That's
think,
a sign of like
you know?
Insecurity too.
Yeah,
I was gonna say that.
Enjoy yeah. the things that you can right. do. Drink a glass of tea. Like you know, it's just things that I enjoy doing by myself.
Right.
I'm watching my guilty pleasures on TV that I would never tell y'all that I watch. You know, this
right.
is just my
tell
me
us, tell
like,
let's
be
know. Important. No. Give us some examples. We'll all share ours.
Here, no, okay, watching. Y'all go first.
I was serious were about you? The lesbian porn thing. Oh,
okay, so she brought up the lesbian porn thing. So, okay, I'll say, you know, I watch, you know, certain, what?
She's watching her novellas.
What kind of porn?
Okay.
What's the category, Tierra?
Oh, my God. I hate to say this.
Tell us.
Oh, y'all gonna judge me.
Anal sex.
Here. No, but it's not. Yes.
That's what
See,
I like,
I knew
too.
It. I could look at you and tell.
Oh, okay.
Sagittarius, you know.
You like anal porn for real?
Yes, but I don't like anal sex
me
for
either.
Myself.
I can't.
Yeah.
It's too much. I can't.
Talking about seeing that big gaping asshole. On
Yeah, it's sexy as fuck to see a girl getting killed in the ass, like just getting her whole
That's
life
I'm
taken.
Like, but I don't want it for myself. Like,
are you sure?
No, I've tried it, and I felt like
too,
I was going to have a heart attack. Like,
yeah.
No, stop. Like, my whole body head
I feel like
up.
Your body needs to be built for that.
Yeah,
like you need
I
to have
know.
A loose booty.
Right. Loose booty.
This is crazy.
I'm
but yeah, like
props
my whole
loose
head
booty
got
girls.
Hot, and I was like,
uh-uh.
I feel like I'm gonna
but
die.
But you enjoy watching it.
Yeah.
Because you wish you could do it.
Maybe that's what it is,
right.
Subconsciously.
What about gay male porn?
I like it.
I like it. Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah. It's a whole anal thing, I guess.
Yeah, I like
it. It's a whole ass thing.
You know what? Yeah. And it's not even like a turn you on type of thing. It's just like an amaze.
Yeah.
Like.
I even like women watching guys, fucking guys in the ass with dildos. I like that because I'm weird.
What kind of porn don't you like? If you had to say, I don't like
fake scripted shit. I like for it to feel real. Like when they coming in the office and it's the fake secretary or the schoolgirl
right.
or the teacher, like I'd be like, girl, this shit
That's
is
like
fake
all
as
of
hell.
It.
Yeah, like
pizza delivery guy.
Yeah, like you know, if you can make it look real, then I will be interested. But I don't like the fake scripted shit. So that's me. And
okay,
I, yeah.
But what category? Like what don't you like to see? I don't like to see regular.
Yeah, I don't like regular sex. Regular.
Yeah, when they're just
like I don't. I
got
like boy
home
and
camera
girl.
And it's like.
Yeah.
I don't like regular
we call
Caucasian
that vanilla
sex.
Yeah, no vanilla.
Yeah, no regular. Vanilla
like for
sex.
Me, I like my porn to be intense.
Me too.
You know
I'm very
I mean?
Intense. I even sometimes watch. And I don't want this, but I watch a little gangbang here and there.
Yeah, I love that. I watch it all the time.
Oh, God.
I
yeah.
love gang that.
Gangbang, group okay. sex. I like that kind of stuff
anal
to
gang
watch.
Bang.
Yeah.
There's a lot of activity
anal
going gang on. Bang.
It's so bad.
Anal gangbang.
Every
it's
hole.
Great.
Glory hole. The glory hole, you know, that's
you ever
okay
watch porn like with your man?
Have I? I think I have probably in the past, but it doesn't totally turn me on, yeah.
I did when I was younger, but.
You gotta
watch
it by yourself.
Porn by myself.
Yeah, me too. That's my time.
Have
you
ever
know,
missed
what I'm talking about with my glass
porn?
Of tea?
Like
my little.
I'm supposed to be at work, but I'm here watching porn. I'm late. Has that ever happened?
No.
Okay, so this has happened to me. I've masturbated before, and like when I masturbate, like I get really tired and I want
to
like lay down and go to sleep for a minute, and then I'm late for something. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I have masturbated. I'm fucking tired.
Yeah. I don't say that. I'd be like, oh my God, I overslept. I'm on my way.
Have you ever masturbated before your man came over and then you didn't feel like having sex?
No. If I know my nigga is coming, then hey, I'm ready.
Nah, I like to masturbate before the dick comes over. Yep. Because
really?
Yeah, he comes and the pussy's ready. It's
really?
It's
but wait, okay, so you masturbate, but do you come?
Yes.
Because I like when I masturbate, I like to come.
Yes. Yeah, you come.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to try that. Come, I never tried.
And it's nice. We go. Honestly, Tierra has something to try.
I got something to try. I'm going to report back.
No, it's a bomb.
Yes.
I'm going to report back on that one because I never tried it. I got to try it.
And they'd be like, oh, my. My God, like, wow, babe, your pussy's so wet. It's like, because you make me so horny.
Have you ever masturbated? Have you ever masturbated and not come?
Today's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Bevel. Now, guys, I know you hate waking up to find out that yesterday's shave has created today's budding razor bumps. And I'm not going to lie, there's been times that I've seen some guys with some really terrible razor bumps and I stared at them because sometimes things look so bad you just stare at it. It's disgusting, but you can't stop looking. Well, then it's time to start shaving smarter with Bevel. It's the first and only shaving system designed for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. I don't want to be staring at those razor bumps anymore, but I can't help it. Using a multi-blade razor can leave your skin with awful discoloration, irritation, and razor bumps. Bevel is dermatologist approved and proven to reduce and prevent razor bumps, discoloration, and irritation. 9 out of 10 customers come back month after month to make sure they keep getting that Bevel blessing. Now, just for Lip Service, Bevel is letting you enjoy the first month of your subscription for free. So make sure you go to getbevel.com/lipservice and sign up today to enjoy that free month. And by the way, it's a great gift as well. If you know somebody that needs this help, this is a good way to give them a nice present and also make sure you don't have to stare at their razor bumps. That's getbevel.com/lipservice.
Yeah.
And when you're drunk.
Yep.
Or when high. Yeah, like sometimes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
You know?
And then it's just like, okay.
Well, it's like, forget it. I'm over it. That's
too
it.
Much. And your shit look, you know, you say, like, now I'm a little bit.
Yeah,
like,
I have done that
for
now.
Too much. And then you just can't.
I've become numb before.
Damn. We need some help. If I gotta masturbate until I'm numb, somebody's gotta come over.
Yeah. Well, or not.
Masturbating
or
is
not.
That?
That's it's just like, I mean, you're trying to get there and you almost get there. You almost are there. And it's just like, damn, it's not there. So you keep trying and it's like you're numb.
Sounds like drunk.
That fucking sucks. That sounds terrible.
It's so bad. It is.
So bad when you can't come.
It's so bad.
And do you guys think about like another man when you're having sex ever?
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes when I'm getting my pussy ate, I will think of porn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Porn, I
just
will.
Just to make
but not
it happen
man.
Fast. You know what I mean? Yeah, is that foul?
No, that is.
That's not foul?
I do the same thing.
Because I'm not going to lie. So I think it's for a man, it's they try not to come in. For a woman, we try to come.
It's like, yeah. We got to do it because they're going to gonna get right. lazy in a second.
And now, are y'all the types that when you come, are you like, I'm done?
No.
Like,
I mean, I don't. Once I come, like, you got to stop. You got to get your mouth off. You have to get your
way,
mouth
yeah,
off.
But
I can not, take the dick.
Yeah,
I can
right,
take the dick.
You got to get your mouth off. But that's a great time to stick the dick in after you.
Perfect timing.
Right.
Perfect timing.
Now's a great time
and
for you to slide
it. And as you're dicking me, I got my tongue all down your throat and I'm licking all over your face because I want to taste all that shit.
Yeah, that's fun. Good times. Good times.
I got to try that.
Good times.
You
time,
ever feel like somebody's like too spitty on you? Like
yes, and I don't like that. I don't like that. And I don't like the smell of like if it's too
spit,
much. Like, right. Ugh.
Yeah,
that turns me off.
Dried up spit
that
on
turns me off.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that turns
yeah,
me off.
Yeah, I can't.
And you know, after you have sex, you are supposed to get up and pee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know
so
that.
So you don't get a UTI.
So you don't get a urinary tract infection.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, learn that.
What if you ain't got to pee?
You have to kind of like
you will
just sit
you
on
go,
the toilet till you pee.
It'll come out. Yeah, you get some water.
Use a little kid.
Yeah,
go use the bathroom. I don't have to pee. Turn the water on.
Do you like to like not be able to walk after you have sex?
Girl,
I like.
It depends on how the sex was.
Be able to get up
I don't. No. Fuck that.
Bitch,
because
I'm
sometimes
tired.
Niggas be doing too much, mm-hmm. and you can't walk for no reason. And it's just like I didn't even enjoy this, and I can't walk.
Now
I don't like that.
Inside out.
For nothing. You know, I didn't even get
He's
up.
Doing all this dumb shit.
Yeah.
Now I'm all
like
sore.
Don't do
like Carrie Bradshaw. Remember, on Charlotte's wedding, she messed with one of her friends.
Yeah.
And he was like rabbit fucking her for hours.
Yes.
And her back was a little messed up. She was like, ugh.
What are some things that we think about during sex? Like, do you ever just lay there and be like, this is whack?
Oh, man.
Yeah, like sometimes I lay there and I'll make fake noises like,
yeah, to get it over with.
But I'm really like, oh my God.
You know what? When the sex is trash, when the sex is trash, I turn up the speech. I turn up the talking. So, to get him excited. Yeah. And so he can come.
If she starts overdoing it, you know what it is, guys.
She's trying to get it over with. Yes. Yes.
Oh my God. Your dick is fucking incredible.
Oh, daddy, daddy, daddy,
daddy, daddy, daddy.
And then when she
says,
and then when a girl starts saying, oh my God, please come, come, please come. Then you're like, okay, she
yeah, like
just come.
Yeah, sometimes I will say that. I want you to come right now, Dad.
Oh, you deserve
come right
it.
Now, come right now.
You deserve it.
You deserve it.
This is your pussy.
It's all yours.
And sometimes it'd be funny to say it just like that.
And when they ask,
this is your pussy.
Is this my pussy? I'm like, ah.
That's my answer. And then you know we don't give a fuck because afterward we just like roll over like mad as hell.
Oh, and go pee?
That face. Mad as hell.
Oh, man.
I got to do laundry.
That face was great.
So what you about to do? Right. Shit.
And then, or you know what the worst is? If you roll up and get on your phone, you'd be like, girl,
check Instagram.
Right. Like, really, bitch?
You know he did a good job if y'all cuddle after.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes.
If I want to cuddle with you after, mm-hmm. that means you did a fucking phenomenal job.
Yes, when you wake up inside of each other, like in the nook of each other.
Or if you fall asleep with your head on his chest after. And like, oh, baby,
that's
that
love.
So good.
Yeah. So good.
Okay. Oh, somebody asked a question. Okay. Wow, there's a few of them. Oh, because we put it on Twitter.
Okay.
All right. If your boyfriend is pressuring you to do anal, how do you kindly tell him no for the 50th time? I'm trying not to leave him.
You tell his ass
he's
no.
He's pressuring for the me 50, to put it in my butt 50 and I don't want to do it.
For the
but I don't want to leave him either.
Time.
No. Mm-hmm. No. You want some of this, old man? No.
No.
This is how you get your man to stop asking you to do anal. Ready, guys? Are you ready? Say, man, you so obsessed with wanting to fuck me in my ass. Yeah, are you gay? Yeah. Like, that's it. He's
I'm
never going to ask
but
you
I know
again.
I
you
will.
Right. That's a good
he's
one.
Never
going to
ask
that's
you
a
again.
Good one.
Like, you know that's gay. Like, why would you want the asshole if you can have the vagina?
Yeah,
you know, right. You must be gay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought about being with a boy?
Oh, here's like somebody.
That's how you have to,
okay.
I'll never ask you again.
Destiny wants to know, how can you tell if a guy really loves you or just your sex?
Is y'all only fucking or no? Are y'all dates only meet up to have sex? Or do you guys have intimate conversations?
Do you know each other?
Yeah. Do you spend time with each other outside of the bedroom?
And sometimes
you
have to initiate that.
Did you wait at all?
I don't know if that...
Well, see, because sometimes... Right. Get it twisted. I fucked on the first night. But with somebody that I connected with and we ended up being together, even Kay Slay... And I'm...
The rhymes with guy.
Okay,
K Slay. No, hell no. I don't even know that man.
Are you straight stunting or no?
I was like, damn, you straight stunting over here.
No. The rhymes with guy. Yeah, no. Okay. Yeah, like first night and turned into something. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, yeah.
Well, what about, now this is how I feel about that. Because sometimes guys really don't know how to date. And sometimes you have to initiate it. Like, sometimes they think just fucking you is, like, we date because they don't make an effort. So I really feel like sometimes you have to teach guys what to do. If they didn't have no real girlfriends like that before you or anybody that has, like...
Yeah, that's true.
Help them learn how to treat a woman.
But you got
to
be, like, you got to be stern, sometimes
this is like the type of guy likes you. If y'all just had sex, but you're like, yo, what are you doing, lady? You want to get something to eat? Or I want to see this movie. Just kind of put it out there and see if he does want to do other stuff.
Yeah, another Carrie
like, nah,
Bradshaw
I got
moment. That episode was called Fuck Buddies. I remember that episode.
Yeah. I love Sex in the
me
City.
Me too.
I
know every episode. Yes, me too.
Yeah.
No, she was messing with this guy and he finally asked her, like, you want to... No, she finally asked him, like, you want to go get some food? And he was like, like, they were both so weird about it. Like,
yeah, and they ended up not even getting to go on the date.
Yeah, they didn't even like each other.
But that is a good way to test it out. You suggest it, and if he wants to follow up and do it, then it's going to happen. If not, that's just...
Even if you guys put the effort up and you go and you don't have that connection, then it is what it is.
Right.
Like, we're just fuck buddies, and that's fine.
All right, now, here's one more. If a guy puts you in doggy style position the first time you have sex, does that mean it's sex and no real feelings?
No. I like doggy style.
I'm flipping over and giving you this ass to get for doggy style. Let's do the rundown.
I want doggy style.
Wait, let's do the rundown. You go and you're sucking the dick, right? And then it's time to put the condom on. While he's putting the condom on, you turn around. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
You think you're going to be a missionary. You guys are making out, kissing, and then he just turns you around.
I'm down with it. Guys be forcing me to do missionary. I'm like, man, can you just do fuck me, fun, man? Right? Guys always want to make out while we're having sex and look me in the eyes.
Right. What if he only wants to do doggy style ever? Should you be offended?
No, I'm happy.
No, you should probably be offended.
You don't want to see your face.
And nah, I've never met a guy that only wants to be doggy style.
Right, yeah, no.
It depends on who the guy is, too. Because if he's just my fuck buddy, then, nigga, I don't want to kiss you or see you either. So I'm going to turn around for you.
Guys, even if I'm the one who only wants to fuck doggy style, they always like, no. I want to look at you.
Don't you want, no matter what, even if a guy is just your fuck buddy, don't you want him to want more? Like, even if you don't?
No,
ma'am, I don't.
Don't you want him to be
please,
like,
don't go there? Because I've had that. I've had a fuck buddy want to turn into something more.
Stay in your lane, buddy.
Stay in your lane, buddy.
That's not what we fucking signed up for.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Even though you don't want it, you still want them to want more. Like, if they're just cool with just always being the side person, it makes you feel away.
Well, maybe it's a difference because y'all know how us women are. Maybe it's a difference if they ask for and then you're like, no, I don't want that. But if they don't, then maybe you're like,
yeah, you're like,
well, damn, you don't want more? You
know? Right, like, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And we're complicated creatures, so I can get that part.
I'm not going to lie. It's sweet satisfaction when you don't want more from a guy and he wants more from you. Mm-hmm. It makes
you feel like shit.
All right, here's my last question, ladies.
Wipe me down.
When you're with a guy and he's fucking up, do we all have a guy that we just call to make us feel better?
See, I don't. I wish I had my Rolodex on key like that. Because even the guys that I can call, like, when I want something, what I want is what I want. Mm-hmm. And I don't want nothing else. You know? So it's like, I can't call anybody to fill
that
void.
Blindness.
Yeah. Tunnel vision, yeah.
I feel like everybody has that somebody in the stash.
That you can call.
Break mm-hmm. in case of emergency.
Right. Mm-hmm. That you can call, but do you always want to call them?
That you can.
Not that you know you want to. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's good to know you can.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Even
yeah,
if you're not doing nothing, but it's just a nice little ego.
Nice
hey,
know.
Just thought yeah. about you today.
Little
how's it going?
Right. Security. Yep.
That's what I mean.
For a rainy day.
You can, but you might not always want to. But yeah, we all got that. I hope so.
Yeah.
Raise your hand and say aye.
Nah, I do. I definitely have one guy that no matter how miserable a man is making me feel, no matter what, once I get some of that, it's like, why am I even thinking about guys? Like, this is the best guy ever. Like, nobody else matters. Like, I'll never be faithful as long as he's around.
And then when your man is acting right, he's to the curb.
Yep.
Yeah, always.
But he don't mind because he'll still be there.
Yeah.
No matter what.
He be thirsty as shit. Yeah. For you, you know?
He's just, I feel like he's just that one special person that helps me get over any drama that I ever have with a guy.
And he loves his role.
He's great at it. Mm.
Yeah. He should get paid for this. Mm. So, Tierra, let's talk about what we can expect for you coming up. I know you're trying to get this album done.
Yes, I'm trying to get the album done. Mm-hmm. And we're shooting, we just got picked up for season 4 of Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Mm-hmm. So that's my main focus, is using this platform for my advantage and, you know, bringing out my music, because that's what people want to hear from me. There are a lot of people rooting for me that I didn't even know, so... You know, it's more reason for me to get my shit together.
You have evolved a lot from season 1.
Yes.
Because I know it's an adjustment.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, I did season 2 of New York, mm-hmm. but I wasn't like a main castmate.
I remember
that.
You were there with Rico Love. And
Emily, Emily is mm-hmm. one of my best friends, and I was on there with her. And, you know, since then, I've grown into a young woman. I was like 22 on there, and right. now I'm 29.
You was bringing your friends on.
Yeah. So... At Hollywood, it's just a whole different ball game for me, because it was like everything was in my backyard. My ex-best friend, well, my best friend at the time was on the show. Mm-hmm. My ex-boyfriend was on the show. You know, people that I knew, my ex-assistant was on the show. So it was like I wasn't ready for the shit that was about to come. So I reacted none of them on in the different show, ways. Well,
except your ex, but.
Yeah, yep. And that's
everybody
it.
Else is gone.
Yeah, but I think that my ex-best friend is coming back next season. I don't know, mm-hmm. but I think so.
You want her back?
It's no bad blood. I don't have beef with anybody. Like I said, don't start none, won't be none. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like when people expect a certain level of loyalty if they don't give it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it'll be interesting. Just stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. Would you still work with Young Berg now?
No, because he's a lying, you know, person, you know, no.
What if he was like, I want to make up his a banging ass beat?
No, he has said that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he has brought it's a banging ass beat.
Though, Tiara,
but nah, it's I can get banging beats from anybody. But when you listen to somebody and they force you into saying something that's not right about your friend, that's not right. I can never trust you again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
what about Ray J? What if he's like, let's do a song together?
No, hell no, hell no.
So you can't separate business.
What? Why would I want to do a song with Ray J, though?
I'm just asking. Because people can. Some people are like, well, fuck it.
I can separate, but I don't want to do a song with Ray J.
You're like, that's not doing nothing for you.
Not for me, you know? And it wouldn't do nothing for him either. Like, no.
Okay. So who are you working with?
Stay tuned.
Uh-oh. This you'll sound see like you're in season. Love with somebody or something.
No, I'm not.
The way you said it was like,
I'm just saying, my music is good. Like,
she crossed her legs a little harder, and she said,
with the tongue smack for
her. Didn't that sound like something?
No. Y'all are trying it. No, stay tuned.
Are you blushing?
No.
I'm playing with you.
You making me blush, Angela. It's about you.
No. Well, Tiara, I appreciate you so much. Once again, I told you she's a lip service veteran. So.
Yes. Man, I always so enjoy this. Ago. Yes. I always enjoy this. We come up here, we have drinks, we have girl talk, and it's always a good time.
Yeah. We learned a lot about
and
you.
And I miss you.
Aww, my little pumpkin.
Yes.
All right. Well, it's lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
And I'm Tiara Marie.
And what y'all doing for New Year's?
Ooh. Oh.
Anybody got plans?
I'm going to be at your house.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to be with you.
So y'all going to be in New York?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking about going to Miami.
In Brooklyn, Brownstone. Y'all
well, maybe come. Y'all come.
Yeah, I'm hosting.
Because I haven't made any, like, official plans yet.
Right.
So maybe I'll come.
I haven't done New Year's Eve in
It'll New be York. Chill. That's what I feel I like. I don't want to do nothing that's like a big production. Like,
well, last year don't count because I slept through the New Year.
I feel like we could just wear a hoodie and jeans. Stephanie was with me last year.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Maybe
she was watching
maybe,
virtual reality porn, right?
Maybe if we did that, like something different, maybe our year would be different. Like just wearing a hoodie and a jeans to bring
onto
the new
regular
year in.
Shit,
yeah, and
up.
Then it's just like, damn, like this year was so prosperous for me, and right. all I did was wear a hoodie.
Honestly,
and
last year was probably the most dressed down I did New Year's, and I had a great year.
Yeah,
guys.
We had a good job.
Hey. This year was pretty good. Yeah.
The problem I think sometimes is people think that New Year's has to be like the best night of your life.
Man. Yeah,
this is just so like too much
it
hype
is.
To live up to.
Mm-hmm. I've been disappointed a few times.
Right, you gotta just, it's another night.
Yep.
We just go out and maybe I get a little more fucked up than usual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, right. Celebrate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Everything normal.
Right.
Well, you know? We will figure it out.
All right.
I'm looking
ladies.
Forward.
Yes. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thanks again to Talkspace for supporting this week's episode of Lip Service. Talkspace is an online therapy company that believes that therapy should be affordable, confidential, and convenient. Join over 500,000 people who have used Talkspace for online therapy with their licensed therapists. And you can see there's a lot of people coming forward now talking about issues they've had. Imagine if they had somebody they could talk to, an online therapist. For a special offer, visit Talkspace.com/Angela. Again, that's TALKSPACE.com/Angela. Talkspace, therapy for how we live today. Hey.